After all our fantastic preparations, we are beginning our model Seder finally. So welcome to our model Seder. Obviously, this is all a fake, but we're faking what really happens at the Seder night. And we're about to begin the Seder. What happens when we're about to begin the Seder? So Friday night, we go to shul. Seder night, we go to shul. After we have gotten rid of all the chametz, after we have sold our chametz to the rabbi, after we have burnt the chametz that morning, after we have napped, after we have read a little bit about the Korban Pesach that we should have brought that afternoon, and now we come to shul. The table is all set with the most beautiful dishes. We have fantastic wine. We have excellent meat. Pot roast is okay, by the way. Pot roast is okay for the Seder night. It's not like regular roast. We have delicious food cooking. We have all the family gathered. Everyone's napped in the afternoon, so they have koach to stay up late at night. We have exceptional sweets to give the kids treats during the Seder, nuts and other fun things that they don't get usually. Every kid that asks a good question suddenly gets a nut and gets I bring whole almonds and we make a whole game of it. We have our pillows ready to lean on. We have tremendous appreciation. We have a gift for the wife. We have a mitzvah every holiday to give a gift to our wives. We have either some nice piece of jewelry to give her or some nice perfume. And we come home as fast as we can from shul, where we daven the unique ma'ariv, where we added halal at night in shul, and we rush home so the children shouldn't fall asleep. And when we come through the door, we quickly put on our white robe, our kittel, so that although we're going to eat all this beautiful food and have all our beautiful vessels out, we will remind ourselves not to get too haughty. You see this white garment? This is what they're going to bury me in. It's a reminder. One day I'll be in the ground with this and worms will be eating me. It's a reminder. I shouldn't get carried away with all the pride that's happening here tonight. A person sits at this beautiful table, all his children all around the table, all his wealth all around the table. He could get carried away. So we remind ourselves, don't get carried away. It's all passing. And we walk through the door and we begin. So how do Yekis begin? We begin with the Yigdal. Yekis have a special tune for Yigdal for each holiday. And I'll sing the one I think is the one for Pesach. I hope I remember right. Yigdal Elohim Chai v'yishtabach nimtza v'yeinet el metziyuto echad v'en yachid ki yichudo nelam v'gam en sof ne'achtuto en lo demut ha'gof v'yein ha'gof lo ne'aroch elav kedushato kadmon nechol davar asher nivra Rishon ben reshit l'reshito Hino adon olam l'chol notzar Yore gedulato u'malchuto Shefa nebuato netano El anshei segulato v'tifato Lo kam b'Yisrael kemo she'od Navi u'mabit et emunato Torat emet natan ne'amo el al yad nevi'o neman meito lo yachalif ha'el ve'lo yamir dato le'olamim le'zolato tzofeh ve'yodeya set ha'reinu mabit le'sof davar ve'kadmato gomel le'ish chesed kemi'ifalo noten la'rasha rak rishato yishlach le'ketz ha'imim me'shicheinu liftot mechakekei Yeshuato Meitim Yechayel Berov Chasdo Baruch Adayad Shem Tehilato Meitim Yechayel Berov Chasdo Baruch Adayad Shem Tehilato. Now, please check on TorahForMe.org because I might have confused it and that might be the tune for Rosh Hashanah. I didn't get a chance to check. I hope I got it right, but you can check on TorahForMe.org. Okay? After we sing Yigdal, we remind everyone of the order of the night. Kadei shurchatz, kapas yachatz, magid rachta motzi matzo, moror korech, shulchan orech, tzafun barech, halel nirtzai. Kadei shurchatz, kapas yachatz, magid rachta motzi matzo, moror korech, Now the kids are automatically not dosing, we're dressed differently, or something's weird tonight. No challah on the table, matzahs on the table. Okay, we cover the matzahs, we're about to make kiddush. Okay, now, on kiddush, like every Friday night, you only drink from the cup at the very end after your shechiyonah. But tonight, I will not say Hashem's name in any of the blessings, because I can't say Hashem's name in vain. So in preparation, I'm going to say the blessing of Boruch Pri HaGafen and drink, which we don't do on this Pesach night, just so that I could enact everything. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Boruch Pri HaGafen. Okay, on the Seder night, it is customary that everyone says everything, including Kiddush. If you want the host to be motzi you, so make sure he has that in mind. So we stand for Kiddush, and we begin. I will say the whole Kiddush with the tune, slightly quickly because we're short on time. Only I will omit God's name, Hashem Elokeinu, and on the Seder night, you guys will say God's name. Mr. Horenstein, come. Bezalel, could you please pour our king, Mr. Horenstein, who is a free man tonight, could you pour him a cup of fantastic wine? I'm beginning just for lack of time, okay? Thank you so much for grinding all that maror. Want to wash your hands? Okay, we're waiting for you. Go ahead. You wash your hands and we'll sing. Kadeshur chatz karvas yachatz magid rafza motzi matza maror korech shulchan orech tzafon barech halel mitza Kadeshur chatz karvas yachatz magid rafza motzi matza maror korech shulchan orech tzafon barech halel mitza kadesh urchatz karpas yachatz magid rocha motzi matza maror korech shulchan orech tzafon barech halel mitza kadesh. The father rushes home from shul in order to make kiddush before the children fall asleep. And this is going to be the first of the four cups of wine. As Ashkenazim only have in mind the cup of wine. Technically, halachically, if you will want to drink any liquid, any fluids, after the cup of wine, you may do so. And the blessing of Boruch Pri HaGafen encompasses other drinks. But you have to have in mind when you make the Boruch Pri HaGafen that you will drink other drinks. Most people do not drink anything during the Seder. So don't expect your host to have any drinks out. You guys are all suffering from the maror, I see. Okay. If it really bothers you, we can move it to the back of the... Okay. Fantastic. Are we ready? Yehuda, should I wait for you or should I start? Savri, maran, rabban, rabotai. Just one question. You guys want an Israeli accent or an American accent?
Well, Israeli.
The Bezalel, Israeli or American? What's the vote?
What's easy for them? I understand that both.
American.
What? American? What do you want?
American.
American. What do you want, Shimon? Yehuda, what do you want? American or Israeli? Accent. What do you want, though? American or Israeli accent? Okay. The Americans won. What can I do? Customarily, you guys all say along, but you could be yotze. Just remember, I'm not saying the real blessing here. So if you're going to drink the grape juice, which I hope you will, remember, we lean when we drink the grape juice, just as we lean when we eat the matzah. We're free men tonight. We lean on our left side, lefties included. And we make the real blessing, okay? Because tonight I'm not making the real blessing.
Okay, so we are actually saying, like, Boruch Pri HaGafen, so we do say Shem Hashem before we drink it.
Don't say it now, but before you drink it, make a blessing. Why doesn't everyone make a Boruch Pri HaGafen and drink a sip now, so we don't get confused? Okay. Guys, make a blessing, take a sip, and then we'll start. Amen. Okay, now let's start. A sip, guys. Okay, let's begin. Savri marnam ravanam rabbi sai baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam b'ilei peri ha'gofen. Our Yekish custom is then we sit down. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Asher bachar banu mikol haolam ורואים ממנו מכל לשון וקידשנו במצווי סוב ותיתן לנו השם אלוהינו ביהבו מיידים לשמחה חגים וזמנים לססון אס יום חג המצוי סזה זמן חירוסנו מיקרא קודש זה ליציאס מצרים כיוונו בוחרתו ואיסונו קידשתו מכל העמים ומוידי קודשך ושמחה ובססון אין חלטנו ברוך אתה השם מקדש ישראל והזמנים ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם שחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה We lean, we drink, remember the amount we're supposed to drink, the minimum. Okay. Now. Kadesh urchatz karpas yachatz magid rochta motzi mahatza maror korech shulchan orech tachum barech alalim. So
we wash our hands. Okay. So we have this, we wash the head of the house's hands. Thank you very much. Oh, we do not make a blessing because where's the towel? Okay, we do not make a blessing on the washing of the hands because this isn't washing for the meal. Why are we washing? Because we're about to dip a vegetable in salt water. Why are we washing? We don't usually wash when we dip a vegetable in salt water. When you dip your crackers in milk, you should really wash your hands too. Your cookies in milk. Your Oreo cookie in milk. Not on Pesach. Let's not talk about that. But why do we do it tonight? Because tonight we want the kid to ask questions. So what are we going to do now? We are going to wash. Now why do we take the karpas? The whole idea is we're trying to get the kid to ask questions. We want him interested. There's a whole mitzvah tonight to tell him the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a mitzvah tonight to ask questions and tell the story. So we take a vegetable. And now, each of you take a small piece of a vegetable, please. Take it and pass it down.
Less than a kazayis?
Preferably less than a kazayis, yes. Preferably a small piece, because otherwise we run into a question, what about the after blessing on the vegetable? And after we've washed our hands, we dip the vegetable in salt water, which is to get the kid to wonder, hey, what's going on here? You don't usually start eating in dips without eating the bread. I know every Yom Tov, every Shabbos we wash, and then we make Kiddush, and then we wash. We dip it in the salt water. When we make the blessing of Borei Pri Ha'adama, we will have in mind the Maror. Now, notice that this year we did not translate the Kiddush. You're welcome to check previous year's classes. We explained all of the Kiddush. We're just short, very, very short on time this year. So, we take it, and we are going to make the blessing of Bor Pri Adama, having in mind that it will cover the maror, the horseradish, and the lettuce that we will eat later. We hold it in our right hand. I'm a lefty, so I'm holding it in my left hand. And we make the blessing. And we do not lean as we eat this, according to most opinions. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam
b'rei peri ha'adama.
Amen. Now comes the fun part of the Seder. That's okay. We will now take the middle matzah. Remember, we have three matzahs tonight. Guys, maybe we should cover the maror. Where's the maror?
It's already covered.
It's
already
covered. Rich.
Okay, we're all crying here. Okay. Right. We have a problem with opening the windows. Bugs are going to enter.
So would you just open the door then?
I guess. Okay. Yeah, let's turn on the fan.
Maybe the back fan. Close your eyes.
Or it will just virtual. Or it will just
at the
moment. If it's aloe, is the front door open over there? Really bothering you?
Yeah.
No, but we know.
It's good to cry every now
and then. Yes, yes, thank you.
We need to be cleaned out.
It's also easy to clean out, I guess.
Clean out your tear ducts.
Okay. We take the middle matzah. We break it in half.
Just gonna wave it around.
We take the middle matzah. Gentlemen, bear with me. Come on, for a little bit of maror. We take the middle matzah, yachatz, we break it in half. And we take the bigger half of the matzah, which is going to be our apikoman. This is the last matzah we're going to eat tonight in memory of the Paschal offering. That was the last thing we ate tonight. We put it in a special bag. That we have prepared a nice, felt, beautiful bag for this cherished piece of matzah called the Afikoman. You guys see, I went special. I went all the way out to India to get this felt woven bag. And it might sound like plastic, but really it's felt. It's a special type of felt. Not every felt sounds like plastic, right? And then we throw it over our shoulder, like the Jewish people left Egypt. Not everyone does this, but some people do it. And say, you know, the Jewish people left Egypt with matzah over their shoulder. Now, this is the most fantastic part of the Seder, because when the kids grab this and they try to steal it from me, and I try to steal it back, and I also have dummy bags so that they grab a bag and no matzah there. Sure, well, I'm not going to be a fool. I got to play the game too. Now, what are we telling the kids here? We're telling the kids this matzah is so important. I usually give a speech when I break the matzah. I say, kids, I got to tell you, throughout the year, if I hear of one of my kids stealing something, I'd be very upset. But tonight, I have to tell you, this is a very special matzah. It's a matzah that you guys are supposed to steal. And you should know, this matzah is so special to me that if you were to take it from me, then I'd give you so many special things. I don't know, I'd get you a toy in order to get it back. I'd give you a gift in order to get it back. I don't know what I'd do in order to get it back. And of course, they've already been prepped. They know the Afikoman. You steal the Afikoman, you get a gift. I tell them, yeah, but you know, I only give something to those that are up to give it back to me. When do we eat the Afikoman? At the end of the meal, the whole idea is they're going to stay up. And I tell them, you know why this matzah is so important to me? Let's talk a little bit about this matzah. This matzah? Oh, you want to know about some matzah? I'll tell you about matzah. And then I try to ensure they don't steal it right away. I got to keep them up with this, right? So I tell them, guys, now let's start the Seder. Okay. And now we're beginning the Magid, which is a biblical mitzvah, the recounting of the Seder. It's not easy to grab it out of here. Abba, that's not fair. You're right. We'll get back to it. Abba! No, 1 second. We'll talk. 1 second. Let me explain to you something about the matzah. We take out the broken matzah, and we say, listen, you see this? This is really poor man's bread. Who eats a small piece like this? Halach ma'anya. This is poor man's bread. Our forefathers ate this in Egypt. You know, when they were working, they were being beaten. I want to tell you something. You know, today we're sitting here at a beautiful table. But once upon a time, there are bad men out there. And now, the wisdom of the Seder is that we have to talk to each person on his level. And we're going to discuss that in Agada itself. And when you talk to a child, if you talk to him about 2,000 years ago, he doesn't know what you're talking about. My son started talking to me about all kinds of things. Yetzias Mitzrayim. I said, then tell me, how long ago was it? You have to understand, this is a boy that already learned Bereishis and Shmos almost by heart. But when he's talking to his grandfather, he asks his grandfather, did you meet Avraham Avinu? So, and kids don't have a perspective of time, so you have to work with what they understand. And you tell me, you know Saba? Well, it wasn't Saba, it was his father's father. It was a few generations back. But there are bad people in this place called Mitzrayim. And they really hurt us. So to a three-year-old, I just say there were bad men who used to whip us. And then at the Seder, I usually take off my belt. And I say, you know what it means to take a thing like this and start hitting someone with it?
Oh, wow.
And the kids are like, they're focused. Hey, this is show and tell.
I
say, you know, these people used to hit. But Hashem saved us. That's why we're here. Meaning, for a three-year-old, you have to resolve the problem very quickly. You can't leave them in suspense. The older kids have already learned in Cheder. They already know. So for the older kids, you could develop the story more. For a three-year-old, all he has to know is they were bad men. They hurt us. They hit us. They beat us. And Hashem took us out, and that's what we're celebrating. Night, fine, now you could go to sleep. You finished your Seder. You could sit around, I mean, you could enjoy, you could join us, you could get nuts, you could ask questions, but there's not much more, you know, there's a limit to how much you could give them details. So let them get the experience, let them sing the songs. The kids are 5, the kids are 7, you could start telling them a little bit more. So you tell them, look, Hashem took us down to Mitzrayim, and over there we couldn't eat. Here we have a lot of food to eat, right? Down in Mitzrayim we didn't have. We had small pieces, broken pieces. We didn't have all this food. When we were in Mitzrayim, halach mamia de'achalo avatana ba'arad Mitzrayim. This is the poor man's bread. We ate this in Mitzrayim. We didn't have all the sweets you have. You know, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, a few generations ago, this is what they ate. And tonight, we're better off. We could even invite other people. Kol dichvin, whoever's hungry, yetevi echo, come eat. Kol ditzi, whoever needs to join. Yetevi yivsech, let him join our Pesach. Hashat ta'acha, now listen here. You might think, we've made it, that's it, everything's great, we're not slaves in Mitzrayim. No, it's not over. This year we're still here. We don't have everything the way it should be. Next year we should be in Israel. Hashat Avde. This year we're still servants. Next year we should really be free people. We should really merit to be free people. Now, you understand that if you're saying this, under Persian rule, there's a man named Ahmadinejad who's not going to be so happy you're saying this. Next year we should be out of here. So we say it in Aramaic, so no one should understand. Next day, you know, other stuff we say in Hebrew. But this, we say in a different language.
Now everybody knows.
What?
Now everybody knows.
Okay, now everybody knows. Now, the halacha really is that at this point, what we do is, we try to get the kid to think that the meal is over. So what we do is, we clear the table. And at this point in the meal, we want the kid to ask questions. So what I always do is I close my agada. I say, thank you, that was great. You know, everything was amazing. Let's get ready for bed. Everything was delicious. Thank you. And the kids are up. Oh, no. I said, what do you mean? Come on, let's go. Let's get pajamas. Come on, what's going on? Thank you. I tell my wife, the food was delicious. Everything was great. Thank you very much. Let's clean up. Who's going to take this back to the kitchen? Who's going to... And the kids are, Abba, what do you mean we didn't eat? What do you mean we didn't eat? Ah, we didn't eat? Why didn't we eat? I don't know, Abba, why didn't we eat? Ah, you're asking me questions. What other questions do you have? What else is strange here tonight? Ah, Manishtana, where's Sadia? He said he was the littlest one here.
Yeah.
Who's the youngest one here? Okay, so we'll all sing the Manishtana together. We're trying to get the kid to ask questions. Now today, being that we don't eat our meals the way they used to, meaning in ancient times, everyone had their own personal table. So in order to get the kid to think the meal was over, they'd clear the table. They'd just take the table away. That's it. The meal's over. We don't do all that. So what we do is we cover the matzahs. But you know, covering the matzahs doesn't mean anything to the kid. It's not going to get him to ask anything. So you got to say something with it. You got to say, okay, thank you. The matzahs were delicious. Everything was great. Thank you very much. Cover it up in a way that's very obvious that the meal is over. That's the message you want to send the kid so that the kid starts asking questions. And now the kid is going to ask you, hey, wait a second, what's going on here? What causes this night to be different than all the other nights? Shebchol alilot anochnu chametz umatza. Every other time we bring an offering of thanksgiving, so you bring breads that are chametz. I understand that's when I see matzah, because Tod the sacrifice has matzah with it and chametz. I understand. Alayla ze kulam matzah. But tonight, what's going on here? We're only eating matzah? I know some nights we have crackers and bread, but tonight it's only crackers, only matzah. What's going on? Usually I see a lot of vegetables at the table. Tonight, what do I see? Maror? Ordinarily, we don't have all these dips at the table. Tonight I see there's a dip over here. You dipped already your salt water. Ordinarily, we eat sitting, leaning. You always yell at me when I lean. Tonight, suddenly it's okay to lean. And by the way, about the leaning, you have to lean on something, and that's why it's good to turn your chair around the way I did, so you have what to lean on. If you sit with the chair behind you, what are you leaning on? You're in the air. You got to have something to lean on. So you turn your chair around. Now you could lean. Now you're comfortable. Okay. Man nishtana ha-layla ze mikol ha-laylot. Maybe we'll lower the pitch. Bechol alelos anochlim chametzu matzah, chametzu matzah. Halayla ze, halayla ze, kulo matzah. Halayla ze, halayla ze, kulo matzah. Shebechol alelos anochlin sheyah yerakos, sheyah yerakos. Halayla ze, halayla ze, maror. Halayla ze, halayla ze, maror. Shebechol alelos enano matbilin afilo pamechos, afilo pamechos. Halayla ze, halayla ze, shite pamim. Halayla ze, halayla ze, shite pamim. Shebechol alelos anochlim ben yoshvenu ben mesoben, ben yoshvenu ben mesoben. Halayla ze, halayla ze, kulanu mesoben. Halayla ze, halayla ze, kulanu mesoben. We forgot one thing. We forgot to pour the second cup. The whole idea is you're pouring another cup. That's it. We're ready to bench. We're filling a cup for benching. Then the kid starts asking questions. We forgot that. And if you remember, I forgot it last year too.
I do.
I always forget to refill the cups at this time, but we should. We should refill them before the Manishtana.
For the Balabai, or the Rabbi, to lean.
To lean, right, right. You should ask your Rebbe for permission to lean. Baruch Abba Yosef! What country are you from? Remind us. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. A Chicagoan. Okay. Gentlemen, let's... I brought a can opener. I brought a... Whatever. Okay. Toda rabah. I'm holding it. Toda rabah. Thank you very, very much. Shukah. Okay.